So making the latest Chikara video made me incredibly introspective and emotional. And mostly it reminded me of how I met Dee and how we fell in love with each other. It's not an easy story. It's not an easy one to tell or to share. But there's been a request for knowing the story, in hopes that maybe it'll help you be able to form your own relationships. So I'll do what I can to help. And if you didn't listen to my last one about my abusive sperm donor, he's gonna be referred to, like he was in the last one, as Bob. So that's a pretty generic name. So Dee and I actually go back nearly, I'm gonna say 2011 or so we met, 2010, 2011. He had gone to community college as a friend of mine, who at the time was one of my best friends. She and I talk all the time, hung out all the time. Even when I was away at the university I went to, we talked online all the time, and when I moved back to Texas, we hung out a lot. So they went to school together, and she had a party. We had a party together at a con in my hotel room, and he and the girl he was dating at the time were invited to come hang out. So technically, that's where we first met, though I don't remember it vividly, and he certainly doesn't remember it. He actually had to be retold that by another friend of ours who happened to be there. So yeah, that was a thing. Let's flash forward to 2014. I'm with Bob. We had been together since 2012. My child was born beginning of the year in February. So I'm a new mom, the baby. I took some time to do a local convention. I was a guest at as a cosplayer. And I was just walking the halls in a cosplay from the movie Sucker Punch, which was kind of a cult classic at the time. I don't know how people feel about it now. But anyway, Dee was there. And I recognized him, but I also didn't because he looked way different from when I first met him through a mutual friend. And, you know, it wasn't that big a convention, so I was happy to pretty much talk to anybody. So he walked up to me and said hi, and we started talking. We realized we knew each other through mutual friends and a mutual circle. And he shared me how he had recently got back from basic training to be a Marine. And I thought that was super interesting because I grew up in a military family. My stepfather was in the Navy, and my mom is just a huge military nerd, I guess you would say. She has some history in the service too, but I don't. This is a story for another day about my mother. Anyway, so I find that incredibly interesting, and we talk, and at the time, things weren't great with Bob, but they weren't truly awful, awful quite yet. We were in a weird lull, and I was still pretty manipulated by him. I was pretty cornered in by the abuse. And while people were shitty to my ex and are still deserving of ire, obviously I had my biases at the time, because that's what manipulation does to you, folks. It can really warp your brain. But anyway, it was interesting. Exchanged phone numbers with Dee, and we would text back and forth and talk a bit. Found we had quite a bit in common, and then this was when my baby was a couple months old. Flash forward to when baby's about 8, 9 months old. Bob was in jail. Yeah, he had a legal issue. And he was jailed for several months in 2014. So He'd been in jail a few weeks to a month. I can't remember exactly how long it was. And Dee and I were talking, and I was super lonely in that apartment. It was just me and the baby. And a couple times a week, my mom would come by to check in on me and help out, but I was pretty much on my own with a baby all day, every day. I was lonely, to say the least. And at that point, things were not great between me and Bob at all. And it wasn't just because of the distance of him being in jail. Like, at the time of his trial, I really was on the fence. And I was not asked to testify, because this trial had to do with a separate legal issue that I had no involvement in. But at that point, if I was able to testify, it would have been against him, because the evidence was clearly just, he was guilty. He was guilty as hell. And I was a fucking idiot for the years I spent defending him when he was absolutely fucking guilty. But that's a different story for way other time. Anyway, so Bob is in jail, and Dee and I are talking, and I decide to invite him and his friend over, and they come over, they hang out. His friend held my baby and cried and thought that was really cute and endearing, this big burly dude just falling apart over a little baby. It was really cute, it was really sweet. And I can't quite remember if his friend had gone home or if Dee had come back on a separate day to hang out. It was kind of a blur. 2014 was just a whirlwind of just shit that happened. But at some point, Dee and I were alone in my apartment. I put my baby to sleep, and we were hanging out. And I don't know exactly what happened. Something just snapped, and the tension we had built up just caved, and we slept together for the first time, and it was amazing. And that kind of cemented me starting to form feelings for him. And we continued talking on and off and hanging out on and off. Bob was released from jail around Christmas time of 2014. And we spent the beginning of 2015 trying to make it work. But by like February of 2015, it wasn't working. It was not working out at all. And I found an out, and I took it. I had met someone who was the roommate of a close friend of mine, and I saw him as my ticket out. So I used him to get away from Bob for good. And I moved in with him and my friend. And this guy's a story of a whole different day. The fucked up shit he did. But anyway, while I was still with Bob, he was very threatened by the presence of Dee. With Dee wasn't the only time I cheated on Bob. I cheated on him multiple times as I got more bitter and more angry at the situation and the relationship. It was not a healthy relationship at all. But of all the people I ever cheated on him with, he was always the most threatened by Dee. Always. To the point where he would make threats. He's like, yeah, if you love him so much, go be with him. Even if he just caught me texting him. And as I mentioned, and the last time I went in depth like this, he used to go through my computer and go through my phone and get on me for whoever I was talking to, even if it was my female friends, just rail on me about it. So he was threatened by Dee. He knew something was up, even if it wasn't explicit. He He knew something was going on. So, Bob and I are separated. We're broken up. There really is no us getting back together. I'm done with him. And Dee and I hang out on and off. And this is something that Dee deeply regrets and at this point has apologized many, many times profusely for. And I don't think it's something, it's still something that's going to take me a long time to get over fully. But I know it's going to hurt him even more because he knows it hurt me. We were just friends with benefits. Even after I realized I had feelings for him. Pretty much whenever he had a rift in his life or a rift between relationships, because he was a serial monogamist, that's when he would want to hang out with me and we would sleep together. And that obviously wasn't the healthiest thing. I still say in a way we used each other because I liked the attention and everything felt good and it felt right with him. And for even just a few hours, I could just pretend that I had something real. Which is kind of ironic given the business I'm in as a sex worker and now as a role player. My job is to create fantasies where people can, for just a second, pretend they have something real. And that's pretty much what I use Dee for. But if you want to look at the actual black and white of it, he used me way more than I used him. I was just his go-to person for sex and intimacy. For years, he did not see me the way I saw him. And I tried to make him aware of my feelings. And he kind of caught on, but didn't care, which I think is the one thing that really hurts him the most now. Was the fact that he knew and he kept essentially being kind of shitty anyway. But that changed earlier this year. I don't know how, I don't know why, but it changed. Sometime last year, we were talking and hanging out, and he talked about wanting to pursue this girl who had just gotten a divorce, and I kept telling him it was a really stupid idea, don't do that, don't be a rebound. But what was my opinion to him? I was just the girl that he fooled around with between relationships. My opinion didn't exactly hold much weight. But, lo and behold, he was with this girl only a few months, and during the course of the relationship would talk to me about just how much he was trying, but how miserable he was, because there were just some things she just wouldn't do, and things were not balanced correctly, and it just wasn't a good relationship. And I kept saying, you know, I hate to say I told you so, it's not going to work out, but he still kept up hope. But 3 months later, they're broken up. And he's pretty down and pretty low, and he called me around his birthday, and we talked for quite a bit, and I helped him relieve some tension over the phone, and I guess that meant something to him, that I cared to listen. I don't know, but we talk intermittently, and the weekend that I put my family, we put our dog Taffy to sleep, he invited me to go out with him to a club. And my family gave me their blessing. They would watch the kid, who is now 4, and said, you know, you're going through a rough time. Go out. Go have fun. We got this. So I do. And I went out with Dee. I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know what we were going as. We were just hanging out. but something kind of surprising. We were in public, and he let me kiss him. But that was kind of peculiar, but okay. And we had a good time. I met some of his friends, who are now, a lot of them become our friends. And we got back to my place, did the deed, and I figured in the back of my head, I'm like, okay, not going to see him again for forever, because when we were talking in the car, he was talking about these other people he was interested in at the time, which is another thing he feels really shitty about, because he was aware but not aware of how much that really stung for me to be the person he invited to go out somewhere with him and then just spend the whole time talking about other girls. Yeah, mixing much. But that's in the past. And so here I thought, after we slept together, I'm like, okay, he's gonna move on to the next one, and that's it. Not gonna see him for forever if I see him at all. And then he invites me out again a couple weeks later. And then again. And again. And he just, on a pretty much weekly basis, he wants to hang out. And at this point, we're talking every day, every other day, texting, on the phone, and on Skype. This was in March. Come April, I'm getting ready to leave to do a tour at the Mustang Ranch. And he has conflicting feelings about it. He was one of the few people who always knew what I did for a job when I started becoming a sex worker. He was one of the people I told. And he accepted me for it, which was one of the many things I couldn't help but love him for. And he seemed to have suddenly very conflicting emotions about me leaving. And I bring up why. And I don't know if it was that conversation or one around that time when he finally first said the words, "I love you." And around that time, we solidified our relationship as being a couple. And of course, it being a month after we first technically started going out, people were like, "What? How did we not know?" But people were generally happy for us. And since then, our relationship just keeps growing stronger and stronger. I'm not gonna lie, I do still feel hurt for the years that he had an awareness that I felt something, but used me anyway. And the hurt I felt when we first started going out and he talked about other girls, knowing that I felt something and I was the girl currently out with him. So what the fuck, dude? Don't do that. I advise you guys, don't do that. It makes people feel shitty. But it's not like he doesn't regret. It's not like he's not regretful of that or feeling remorse. He's very sorry for it. And I think he's probably hurting more for doing that and beating himself up over it than I am still personally upset over it. But it is a little nasty mark in our relationship. I do consider it worse than the fact that technically we first started being a thing by having an affair while I was with, still technically with my ex, but that was a whole different complicated thing. And now we're a couple and we're strong. We have some issues that we're working through because nothing is actually perfect, but I love him. He loves me. We want to get married and have a family together. And just the beginning of this year, I was thinking I was going to probably die alone. Because who would want a broken, mentally ill, single mother sex worker
And yet, here I am, with the man I was in love with for 4 years, who didn't notice me until recently. Things couldn't be better, well, they could, but they could be better in ways that we are working towards. So if you take anything from this, it's okay to be patient, and it's okay to love someone, even if they don't love you back. Just focus on being their really good friend, and still go on, live your own life, and be a really good friend, but just know, there is hope that maybe one day, that friend could become something more. They could open their eyes and realize that instead of being with random people, perhaps they should try the one who's been with them the whole time and see where that leads them. And the other thing I want you to take away from this is don't be shitty. Don't use people. Even if it seems like a good idea at the time, don't do it. Don't use people, and don't talk about other people you're possibly attracted to when you take someone out. That's pretty shitty. Don't do that either. But anyway, I hope this story helps you in some way, even if it was just relaxing to listen to my voice. Hope you're able to take away something from this and know that I love you guys, and I can't wait to keep making more stuff for you. Have a good night. Mwah.